education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner right here on the other side of the news.
When we took off to break, you said Chris Seacab is in.
No.
Wasn't he supposed to be on a computerized motor vehicle assignment?
Driving school for getting a ticket, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, that was canceled, apparently. So we are now graced with his presence.
And he's able to
take the calls and the questions and the... Hey, wait, Macromedia Flash Player has a new version available.
Oh, go get it now.
The computer's telling us right now. We must get that.
That's something you don't want to
do. Should we do the professional radio thing? 106 degrees and 37 minutes after the hour. No. We're not going to do that. We're taking your calls and questions at 602-277-5827. And before we go any further, we got to get to Adam.
And you know, Macromedia Flash Player is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
We know.
Yeah.
But you don't need every single new upgrade that it tells you.
I mean, I'm trying to do a radio show and this thing's flashing up a thing saying that there's a new version available. Come on.
I just love it when it does that.
Don't they know who we are, Adam?
Probably not.
Next time you're trying to do a radio show, I'm gonna flash something up on your screen.
We're going to let the pop-ups attack.
Yeah. Attack of the pop-ups.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. Actually, tomorrow is going to be a big day in the life of Adam because the Cox Communications guy is coming out and we're getting the high-speed internet.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, yeah.
Today, I'm going to have a moment of silence tomorrow at some point for you. And I like how you refer to yourself in the third person, which is especially nice.
Yeah. Nice. No more rusty lines.
It's a big
line.
Day in the life of Adam tomorrow. In the life of Brandon tomorrow, I'm going to spend some time out on the lake, which will be a good day for me.
Away from technology.
Right.
Yeah, you need a break every once in a while.
So what's going out in the world? What kind of stuff you got for us this week, Adam?
Well, you were talking about the attack of the pop-ups. Right now it's the attack of one of the variants of the Netsky worm.
Netsky.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of variants of those. We're already up to, P already.
Yeah, they have several. We did, actually, the one that we put out was a different version. It's also known as Kapersky, but the one that he's talking about has so many variants. It has more variants than any other worm currently out online attacking people.
you're stealing all of his thunder.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, the thing about the Netsky worm is there's so many variants that they come in so many forms. They come from anything from recently Harry Potter content, like games and books that are actually non-existent, just the worm disguising itself, so kids especially will download them. To things like matchmaking software, and even it says here on CNetNews.com a memo from the recipient's IT administrator.
Ah, yes, the IT administrator supposedly sending you something that you need to open and read, or your account or your email will be deactivated or something along those lines.
Right.
Don't be fooled.
Yeah, so if there are any kids listening out there, if you see something online that says like a Harry Potter game or a Harry Potter book, do not download it.
Well, and let's go a little bit further, because every 15 minutes we've got a new one out and there's a new warning and there's a new thing not to open, not to download.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the basics. Keep your antivirus up to date. If you're on the internet often, do it often. And when we say often, at least weekly, and you might want to even get into it. It doesn't take that long. Just do it when you start your online day, each day. Don't open attachments, ever, no matter who they're from,
especially
if it's from somebody you know.
Yeah, especially
if they're from your IT administrator.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you follow those kind of basic kind of principles and things, you'll be in pretty good shape. If you don't, then good luck.
And if your computer is shutting down by itself, then you've probably already been hit. So if you're on a network, get off it so your other computers don't get infected.
And what's the easiest way to get off the network? Unplug it.
Yep.
Unplug from the network.
It. You know what? I was watching Matrix Revolutions last night, and you know those crazy mechanical creatures that are attacking the spaceship and Zion? Yeah, those. It reminded me of that's what a virus is. Wendy and I were watching it, and Wendy's like, that kind of makes me think of what a virus would be.
That's what's inside my computer.
It's all these things attacking you, and that's what's happening to your computer. So just think of that every time you say, oh, I don't need to update anything, or I'm just going to open this one attachment. You're letting in that plethora of viruses.
You're going to have people have bad dreams now.
I know, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's scary.
Hey, Adam, I hear you got some kind of information about a Linksys, those routers that everybody uses.
Yeah. There's a real, real big vulnerability in one of the Linksys Wi-Fi routers that's been discovered pretty recently, that if you have a certain Linksys 802.11g wireless router, if you have the firewall function, I'm sorry, turned off, it gives hackers a free pass into the configuration page of the router.
Ooh. Excellent.
No.
So is there some kind of patch for it or firmware upgrade or something you can do to fix that?
Yeah, there's new firmware up that that doesn't have that flaw. But there's still a little bit of vulnerability, like last week's Apple fix that fixed some of the vulnerabilities, but it didn't get everything.
Wow. Well, tell you what, we will try to see if we can hook up with you on the break, find out the specifics on this so that Mike Hell can include it in the follow-up newsletter for anybody who has a Linksys router with wireless options so we can find out what the affected models are, where they can get the fix, and who needs the fix, that kind of stuff. So if you have one of those things, make sure you're subscribed to our newsletter so you can find out. And you can subscribe, at our website, datadoctors.com. Look for the big subscribe section and put in your email address, and then you'll make sure to get the step-by-step info on how to fix, if you've got a problem, the problem.
Yep.
Yes.
Anything else, Adam?
Nope, that's pretty much it. I'll see if I can bring you some nice new juicy bugs, vulnerabilities, or otherwise for next week's radio show.
Excellent. And we'll be, I think, Kenless again next week, and I think, as well, next week's a shortened show, so it'll be a kind of a quick
Yeah, it'll just be me, Chris and I.
One of
those
little shows like the other week.
Yeah, we have like one a month, it seems like, that's shortened because of the schedule that happens around here. So we'll have an abbreviated corner, which is like a computer corner, but it's a little different. But we'll do that next week.
A slim down.
So we'll talk to you then. And I'm going to throw you on hold, Adam, so sit tight right where you're at, because we want to get that information, and hopefully, Chris, you can grab that from Adam, the specifics on which Linksys models are affected, and we can do some research to make sure we can give you all the right information for people out in the world.
To protect yourself. Problems. Protect them.
To protect them.
Are we going to talk about online ordering, or are we going to go to a phone call?
We're
going
to go to another phone call, and then when we come back in the next segment, we'll do that, I think.
Sounds good.
We've got Leonard, who has a PC with some dial-up problems, and Leonard, is that...
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good.
Did we interrupt something good going on here? Or?
Oh, no. I'm looking at my friend's mom's new truck.
All right.
Dogs, sisters, uncles.
I've got a friend that built a computer for me.
Ah, okay.
I've got an internal modem, and when I first started using it, I have dial-up. I was getting like a 40-speed download.
Okay.
And now when I log on, over the last, year, it's dropped from 40 and 38 down to 32, and then all of a sudden, bam, down to 19. And now at certain times I'll get on, and I'm down to, 12. And
you're talking about 12K or 12,000 bits per second kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's steadily declining, and there's a couple different things we can check out here. Number one, between the back of the computer and where it plugs into the wall, is it just a single cable, or are there other devices and splitters and surge protectors and things like that?
I've got it plugged into a surge protector for the initial power, but coming out of the...
No, not the power, the jack that plugs into the wall for phone, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's straight right into the computer.
And there's no splitters or things there that might have it share with another device, like a fax machine or a phone or anything like that?
No, sir.
Okay. The reason I ask is if there's things like that, we recommend you try to bypass those from the back of your computer. You want to go straight into the wall with that kind of thing. There are some surge devices that have the ability to protect your phone line. If you're having problems, we recommend as a troubleshooting step, you try to bypass those to make sure that the circuitry in those surge protectors isn't causing a problem. But in your case, those probably aren't going to be issues. Was the machine originally in a different location within your house and then you moved it and that's when the speed decrease occurred, or has it always been in the same place?
It's always been the same place.
Okay. And again, the reason we ask that is because a lot of times there's a bad jack somewhere in the house that can cause that kind of problem. Have you added any new devices like fax machines or other kinds of phones and things on your home phone system anywhere?
No, sir.
Okay. Then finally, since it's kind of steadily been decreasing, there's a couple different things. If you can find out what kind of modem, meaning the brand, the manufacturer, and the model number of what that thing is, the model name, you might want to check with the manufacturer's website and see if you can download updated modem drivers or software drivers. That's the software that kind of tells Windows how to talk to that piece of hardware, the modem.
Oh, okay.
There may be some updates out there, and depending on exactly who manufactures that modem and what it is, that'll dictate whose website you'll go to. And that person that helped you build it could probably help you with that, if they're still available.
Yeah, he sure is.
The other final thing is, if that's still not solving the problem, then I'd suggest you try moving the computer to another location, either another location within your home or to another home if it's not too inconvenient. It may be that they've done some work around in your neighborhood and done some things with the phone lines that could cause some problems, or that there's something damaged within one of the lines at your house. If none of those things work for you, or you're not getting any change if you move it to some other place, then finally the last step would be try to replace the modem, either with an external one that you could borrow from somebody, maybe that would be fairly simple to test, or with another internal one. Perhaps there's some kind of problem with that modem that you've got in there.
So they can actually go bad?
It's fairly rare, but you can see some degraded performance sometimes from a surge or something that may have occurred. So they can go bad, sure. They can, just like any kind of other piece of electronics, you can have failures in those things. And sometimes the failures aren't complete failures, like a car maybe from Mark Salem's show that maybe just doesn't run very well. It hasn't completely stopped running, it's just not running well, and it's because of some kind of failure somewhere within the system. So.
Okay, yeah, come to think of it, we've got overhead power lines and like phone lines and everything.
Okay.
And we had a cat got electrocuted up there, and maybe that had something to do with like a surge, like you say, through the phone line or something.
Could be. Too bad for that cat, I think. Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a good way to go, I don't think.
No.
I think I have a cat sound.
No, not quite.
It's a big, big cat.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what I would do before you start replacing that modem, try the driver's thing, or if you have another a friend, you can take that computer over to their house, try it there to see if it's maybe not a problem with phone lines, maybe when that cat got...
There may be something damaged in the line itself.
Yeah, it could have hurt the phone lines, or something else could have caused some problems there. So I would check that out before you go through trying to replace that modem, because there may not be a problem there. But if you have to go down that route, luckily modems these days, internal modems, run about $25-$30 for a decent one. So
not expensive at all.
Okay, Leonard?
Okay, thanks. You guys have a good day.
You too, and good luck with that. And that opens up a line there at 602-277-5827. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, shopping for food online. And more of your calls and questions. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. Right back after this.
KTAR.